Russia's opposition leader is sentenced to 5 years in prison, a punishment that is set to turn Alexei Navalny, who recently declared his candidacy for mayor of Moscow, from an opposition activist to a political dissident and prisoner. Navalny denies the charges, saying that the case is politically motivated. After the guilty verdict, many took to the streets. In Moscow, even before the sentence was announced, supporters and the police began to gather at Manezh Square near the Kremlin, where backers of Navalny had planned to hold an unsanctioned rally.
It's weird. We expected a conditional sentence, but 5 years is just too much. He has caused no criminal damages, he has no victims. Even the main witness answered, "I don't remember," or "I don't know." I did not expect it.
Navalny was found guilty of heading a group that embezzled $500,000 worth of timber from state-owned Kirovales Timber Company in 2009. Unless it is reversed on appeal, the verdict stands to disqualify Navalny from the Moscow mayoral election in September. In this respect, the spokesman of United Russia Political Party released the following statement.
It is clear to me that in the theft and other similar offences, no politics is involved. The guilty verdict was based on facts and not theories. Navalny has a right to appeal, and I am sure his defence will take advantage of it.
Alexei Navalny came to public attention when he led mass protests against Russian President Vladimir Putin in December 2011. He recently said he would like to stand for president in 2018 election. In a first step to enter big politics, Navalny registered as a candidate for Moscow mayor. Some governments have voiced concern over the verdict, which they say is designed to silence Navalny. His supporters and opposition activists have also vowed to continue their fight for justice in this case. Julia Lyubova, Press TV, Moscow.